New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his former top aide did nothing wrong when he left state service to manage the governor's 2014 reelection campaign and consult for private clients at the same time. Joe Prococo is at the center of a federal investigation over income he earned from two firms involved in Cuomo's economic development projects. As Karen DeWitt reports, the law may back Cuomo up.
Reform advocates say perhaps the governor and his former top aide have discovered what they call a sweet spot, a loophole in the state's lobbying laws. Blair Horner is with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
What we know and what has been reported could mean that there's a gaping hole in New York's ethics laws, where you can leave government, work for a campaign, and be allowed to have outside clients. And as long as you're not representing them before the government, it could, depending how it happened, be perfectly legal, and then go back into government. There's lots of questions that come out of that, of course, in terms of what was he doing for the money with those companies, and did he bring their perspective to the governor when he went back on staff?
Horner questions why Governor Cuomo was not more curious about Prococo's other clients during the time Prococo managed the governor's reelection campaign. It was, after all, during the same time period that the U.S. attorney, who's now investigating the scandal, was probing the premature closure of Cuomo's Moreland Act ethics panel.
If someone's going to run my campaign and also is going to have private clients, I would ask them who those clients were and expect that they would be removed from any policy-making decisions that affect those clients. That's the appropriate way to deal with it.
Horner says at the very least, Prococo should have asked for an opinion from the state's Joint Commission on Public Ethics. It's not known if Prococo did so. Those opinions are kept secret. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.